Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people shift their paradigms about the importance of their own value and how to put themselves first in their quest for love and romance. So I am super excited to introduce Michelle Burghardt. Now, Michelle is a dating and relationship coach for mature women and the founder of the Silver Dating Experience, a dating club for people 50 and over. Now, she combines practical tips and tools with mindset shifts to help her clients navigate the dating world with more confidence so they can have more fun along their journey to finding their someone special. Now, Michelle's mantra is keep your heart open and ready for love. You never know where it will find you. Well, welcome, Michelle. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Wendy, thank you so much for inviting me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah. And I just love how you're helping people in the second half of their lives find those partners to share their lives with and enjoy the process. That's the kicker right there. Enjoy that process.
It is. So, it is that is the kicker. And it's been a really exciting and wonderful ride. It really has.
Yeah. And I can't wait to get into the juicy details here. So exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice and dating club?
You know, that's so funny because I was a coach for many, many, many years. I was a business coach. I was a mindset coach. And the difference really came when I got divorced. I got divorced in January. I turned 60 in February and I started dating right away. And because I had always been an entrepreneur, I treated all of my dates like business meetings. So you can only imagine how successful I was.
And that part about bringing the fun back into the process.
I know. I mean, I didn't know how to relate to men. I didn't know how to date. You know, I hadn't dated in 40 years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there wasn't even an internet the last time I dated. So it was really, the first year was horrible. And so then I really started researching it. And what was interesting too, Wendy, is I started talking to other women in my age group and I started finding, and not even just really women, men too. And I started really finding out that everybody had the same challenges. Mm. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to say. They didn't know how to feel. They just didn't know. Right. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm doing all this research. I might as well put it to good use. So I took all that research, I coupled it with my coaching expertise. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really moved forward with coaching people that are 50 and over, because I think that not that the younger kids don't need help, mm-hmm. but you know, these are my people.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, exactly. So I'm just staying in my lane, so to speak.
Right. I call it a hula hoop, but yeah, a lane is two. That's perfect. Yeah. I understand that.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, it's just, it makes so much sense because you can directly feel their pain and they know that
you
hear them.
I can. And you know, I personally think it's really good. Cause I'm still single. I mean, I'm still single. I'm still dating. So I am walking the walk and talking the talk, mm-hmm. that I tell them to do.
Right.
And so It's not like I'm sitting in this beautiful ivory tower with this great man and living this luxury life of love and, you know, happiness. Mm-hmm. And I have a great life. I don't want you to think I don't, but you know, I'm still out there dating, and I think it really helps them because then they can relate to me that I know what it's like right. for somebody to get blown off, or
it is firsthand experience that
you absolutely. Yeah. And that's the part that I think they really like, is that I do have firsthand experience.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is so important. So now as I was listening to you, I was trying to do the math here, but can you just be a little bit more clear in terms of, so how long have you had your own coaching practice with this focus of, you know, a dating coach, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
You know, it really did. It's already evolved. It's really been interesting. Well, I had been coaching for probably 15 to 20 years. Mm-hmm. I transitioned to full-time dating coaching back, I would say, about 8 months ago. Okay. And in that time, it has already evolved. It's really been an interesting. I know, in just 8 months, it's, you know, because when I first started, because the dating club is for men and women. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's for both. And when I first started, I was coaching men and women, and I was doing group coaching and one-on-one coaching. And I decided, no, I'm not going to do any group coaching for guys. It's just that's not a good fit. I'll do one-on-one coaching with them, but not group coaching. So it's already evolved in just 8 months. I mean, it's crazy to think that, you know, that's already happened. But I've done a lot in 8 months too. You know, I moved the business along quite a bit in 8 months, and had a lot of experiences in 8 months. So, I mean, I don't feel like I'm a newbie by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, what's funny, the more I work with my clients, the more I see it. So much of dating is like sales and marketing. It truly is. I mean, it's just remarkable.
I actually use the analogy just the opposite though. Sales and marketing is a lot like dating.
We should compare notes offline, because I would be so interested to see your take on that, because it's really very interesting. The whole process has just been really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that you really are, what sounds to me is you're honoring you in terms of how your business mission and vision is evolving. It's not that you can't make a difference in the group coaching program for both men and women, but now, you know, you really prefer that to just be the women, because you just feel more aligned. You're putting yourself first. And that's something that a lot of people don't think about. It's like, you know, when I was sharing what your zone of genius is, and the same applies for when we're building our business, you know, we do have to honor ourselves. And by honoring ourselves, then we can make the biggest difference and make the biggest impact. So I love that. I love that you've really taken inventory of where and who and how you best serve. So that's,
You know, it's funny. I'm 63. Not that anybody cares, but you know, I just am like, part of me is embarrassed that it took me this long to sort of really find myself. But the other part of me says, everything I learned along the way led me to this point. Mm-hmm. And I really do feel like this is where I am meant to spend the next phase of my career, however long that may be. You know, I mean, who knows? I mean, I might be the oldest dating coach in the world someday.
For the 90-year-old, the octogenarian.
That's right. My mother is 89 years old, and she has asked me probably at least 5 times, do you know anybody for me? And I was like, well, you go, mom, you go, girl.
Yeah, that's great. You can be the keynote speaker for some of the retirement communities.
Exactly.
I love that. So, well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building this segment of your coaching practice, or, you know, building out the dating membership site?
Well, you know, probably I've had two challenges. One is that the one challenge was I started my whole marketing process was offering free workshops. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's kind of how I built my audience. And, you know, I could only do that for so long. I mean, like anybody else, I had to figure out a way to monetize that. Mm-hmm. So that led me to creating the membership site and the club. So now I charge for those workshops. They can either pay for a workshop or they can join the club and get them as part of their membership.
Okay.
So I think the interesting part was I didn't quite realize, and not that I did realize, it's not like I was blown away by it, because I tracked how many people were coming to multiple workshops. So I thought, okay, people are starting to come to multiple workshops because I did them every month. But I was kind of surprised at it, just how little they would found value enough to actually pay for them. Mm-hmm. So they loved them for free, mm-hmm. not so much wanting to pay for them. So mm-hmm. that was kind of an eye opener there. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of caused me to sort of like realign my marketing strategy. And then the other thing was the technology aspect of it was because I was in a new technology world, a technology world I had never been in before.
Right.
And that was pretty, hair raising. I am not going to lie.
Yes, indeed. That can be quite overwhelming and frustrating and all sorts of things to get all the parts and pieces to fit together and perform like you think they should be or sure. as promised. So, well, I'm curious here. Can you share maybe a technique or a tip that you used to, you know, get your arms around the whole marketing or the online component? Like, how did you shore that up? Because having a dating membership and a club, that involves a lot of tech savvy.
You know, okay, so this is what I did. I started asking questions. I found a membership site forum and I started like following the forum. Because I had never even considered doing a membership, frankly. It was not even anything that was on my radar at all. And one of my clients actually turned me on to this. And she's like, because I had asked her, I can't remember what generated that, but I asked her a question about something. And she said, oh, you need to check out blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she said, you'll get a lot of information. And so I started following that forum. And that's when I had the thought of, oh, okay, I need to do a membership. That makes perfect sense to me. You know, I'm a big believer, don't reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. You know, ask somebody who's walked in your shoes, ask somebody who has had the same kind of challenges, learn from what they consider to be their mistakes so that you don't have to make the same ones. I mean, I know I'll make different mistakes. I'm open to that because that's how you learn. But at least I'm not going to make mistakes that I could avoid by learning from somebody else. So I think that's very, very valuable. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And I continue to do that. Did you
have like a specific coach that helped you with that? Or is this just a mentor or?
It wasn't one specific person, which I kind of like that idea because when you're involved in a forum like that, you really... you get such a variety of input,
mm-hmm. right?
And you get such a variety of opinions.
Yeah.
And that was really helpful because it was kind of like, well, I like this idea. Mm-hmm. And of course I was asking a lot of questions about tech, like what platform yeah. should I use or this or that or the other thing. And it was kind of like, well, I like this platform because yada, 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 yada. And I like this platform because yada, 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 yada. Yeah. So it allowed me then to start researching those different platforms to come up with the one that I thought was going to work the best for me. Because mine, even though I have a membership site, it's still different than a lot of them because I don't offer courses. At this point, I do events and I provide workshops. But I haven't really created a quote unquote course. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, so many of them do. And so they have different needs than yes, I have.
Exactly. You know? Right. And so it's really important that you really developed the best solution for your ideal client in right. your experience. So yeah, so that, right. that makes a lot of sense that you would get kind of.
Well, and the other thing though, and Wendy, you brought up such a great point in the fact that my ideal client is someone who's 50 and over, single, of course, and dating. But you know, because of that age group, my clients are not really, really super techie.
No, that's why I was saying you really need to have that experience that supports where they're at with their mm-hmm. desire to spend a whole lot of time, you know, kind of
right.
figuring something out versus just, oh, this is so easy and perfect. So right. yeah, I can imagine that, you know, getting a lot of input can be frustrating because not everybody knows your ideal client. So, and obviously, oh, you know, you are an expert at helping these women in their 50s and older, as well as helping these men through this dating website or dating membership club and creating this, you know, more fun in finding that someone special to share their lives with. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. You know, we talked about some similarities, but you know, do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, it's interesting because I talked to somebody today, just today, earlier today, and she's like, yeah, once you get this all figured out, you have to raise your prices. And I started laughing, you know, because I have three like vertical market. I feel like I have vertical markets. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got the dating club, silver dating club or silver dating experience. And so that's, you know, and I'm fine with that. It's inexpensive to join, tons of benefits. Then I have my group coaching. Again, you know, it's a small group setting, but tons of value, and it's priced perfect. I think it's priced perfect. I could probably even raise the pricing on that. And then I have my one-on-one stuff. So if somebody just says, well, I just want to, can I just get one session with you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that I honestly, and I don't know if it's the focus is so just me and the value that I'm bringing to the table at that particular time, but I do feel a little squeamish about,
I understand,
you know, about telling them what I charge for that 90 minutes, because I honestly, that's my biggest challenge is mm-hmm. getting over that. Because I think if someone if they spent 90 minutes with me, and I've heard the feedback is great. So I feel like the value is there.
Right.
It's just me. It's how right. I feel about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I totally understand. And it's interesting because, you know, we can intellectualize all we want, but there are these just little gremlins that kind of get in and start mm-hmm. yapping in our ear that says, oh, you know, Michelle, that's a lot of money. You're asking a lot of money. You know, that's a lot of money. You're
like, right.
Shush. Right. Shush. Stop telling me that. Well, you know, and so you know, that's that feeling inside that's in competition with the intellect. So yeah, mm-hmm. you're definitely not alone in that, because that is a common frustration with, you know, people who do provide their own service as their product. You know, this is what you're getting is me. And right. so there are a lot of layers to this, and sometimes it's complex and sometimes it really comes down to some simple shifts. So I would love to provide you with a little insight around this if you'd like.
Oh, absolutely. Because frankly, this is the first time, well, the first time in a really long time that I have been selling business to consumer. Mm-hmm. I have been most of my coaching, because when I did coaching prior to this, I was doing business coaching. Mm-hmm. So it was, and even though it was person to person, they were still buying something for their business.
Their business. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the first time that people are like writing me a personal check out of their personal checking account.
Yeah. Right.
And so I don't know if that's what makes me feel different. I'm not sure. So I would love your insight.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do here. I'm rubbing my hands together.
Yeah, I bet.
So there are different elements that create this feeling, this real shift in our own energy and our confidence, you know, when it comes to talking about the fees or the investment level of our offer. And oftentimes it's a relationship that we have with money, you know, that is some mm-hmm. sort of lingering thing of our own self-worth or self-value that is way back when, you know, maybe in second grade, you know, somebody, and so our brain hangs on to those experiences and it brings them up in other situations as a way to try to help us and protect us. And it usually doesn't serve us because we're different people now than we were when we were five. But right. it's still under kind of the detection mode of what's really going on. So that's a possibility in just a relationship with money. We aren't going to go there with this conversation, but just something to bring to your attention. Now, the other thing that oftentimes goes into play is that the way that you are talking about the outcomes of this 90 minutes is not exactly conveying the value that's going to be mm-hmm. achieved or obtained or acquired or whatever word you want to use. And so it oftentimes comes down to really how to present the offer in a way that helps you to stand in your strength because you're so clear about the value of those 90 minutes and really what it will do for this person. And quite frankly, the easiest way to shift that is to, prior to having one of these conversations, is to really check in with yourself and to reconnect with, okay, this person is coming to me and they're frustrated, they're confused, they lack confidence, they're not sure what to do in these situations, and it's causing them to play small or not even play at all. And right, after working right. with me for 90 minutes, what are they going to be able to do? Who mm-hmm. will they now be and what are they going to be able to do? And so when it comes down to their dating portion of their daily existence, when it comes to, oh, I'm going to reach out and set up this date or see if he wants to get together or whatever, now they're feeling just completely differently about that whole process. So what is that worth? What has that been, that shift that they've just experienced through your 90-minute session? How has that changed their life? And so by just purely taking inventory of that before you have this conversation helps you to stand firmly in what your rate is.
Yep. Oh, because I'm writing this down, Wendy. I'm writing this down.
Yeah, you own it then. See, and oftentimes we come into the conversation with our perspective and our focus being on, all right, I'm just going to get to know this person. And you really do need to shore up the fact that what I'm going to do is provide them with a solution. I'm not going to just get to know this person. I'm going to provide them with a solution that's mm-hmm. going to take them to this next level of confidence and so they can enjoy this process.
You know, that is so true. I have to tell you, now that we say that, when I listen to you say that out loud, it's like, oh, duh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I can totally see how I have not been doing that mm-hmm. because I just assume people would know that. Right. Which is so incorrect. that is so not reality.
Well, they might know that, but you don't, you forget.
Right.
So you're the one that's shifted your energy. They're just sitting there waiting. They're like, okay, tell me no, what you do and how much it costs.
Absolutely love that.
And what this is all about. And then you're the one that just kind of like forgets.
I do.
So,
I can.
Yeah. Yes, so hopefully that helps move the needle for you in the next mm-hmm. conversation. And then be sure to let me know how that feels in that, you know, in that conversation. And, you know, speaking of just standing in your strength in the whole dating process being something that is filled with joy versus, you know, anxiety and intrepidation. We have just come out of this whole, well, I guess a lot of places are still in the pandemic. You know, it just depends on where you are in the country, but the pandemic has created such a change on the whole dating scene. I mean, the social distancing, yeah. the lockdowns, how do you get out and meet people when, you know, you can't, or you've got a mask over your face? For the longest time, I didn't even know what people looked like, just their eyes. I had no idea, you know?
I know.
And so I'm just curious, you know, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
I think the pandemic, one of the things I learned as I got deeper and deeper and deeper into this work was there's a difference from being bored and feeling a little restless And then you go to that next level of those people who are just bone chilling lonely. Mm-hmm. And so many people, Wendy, that you can't imagine, loneliness is epidemic. Yeah. So we're already at epidemic levels of loneliness. Mm-hmm. And you slam on COVID-19, and then you now, not only are we now lonely, but now we're isolated and lonely.
Yeah. Right.
And so that is just been, it's been good for business, which I hate, you know, I mean, I hate it on one hand because I don't want, you know, when I hear the loneliness in someone's voice, my heart breaks for them. It, you know, that's, this work is so very personal that, my heart breaks for them. And then, because then it's coupled into the loneliness, and then there's the self-worth issue, and I'm not good enough, or nobody, I'm not pretty enough, or whatever they decide to say at that particular time.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's just very emotional. Mm-hmm. And, so, you know, so for me, this has been, and it wasn't by design. I didn't design it this way. Really, I mean, I fell into this almost by accident. If I hadn't gotten divorced, I don't think that was proper grammar, and I apologize. But if I hadn't gotten divorced, I don't think I would have been drawn to this work. Right. I didn't even know there was a need for this work until I experienced it myself. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when COVID came knocking at the door, it just put a spotlight on a need that was already there that quadrupled the intensity of that need. Yes. Because it added in that isolation, and that just, I don't know. I mean, it's just, like I said, it just breaks my heart, you know, because it's a loneliness that until you hear somebody who really talks about it, you don't even think about it. It's not even on your radar.
Right. And for me, you know, the thing that spawned when you were talking about this is the whole, you know, the online dating fears too, mm-hmm. you know, where you feel, what I've heard anyway, because I mean, I'm married, I don't, you know, go on the online dating sites, but what I've heard is that there are, you know, it's exposure to potential risks. And so in my mind, your, you know, dating platform, it just seems like a safe place.
Well, you know, that's one of the nice things. That's interesting that you brought that up, because that was one of the reasons why when I was developing the dating club, I listened to all of the things, and I, you know, again, I'm there right along with them. So all the things I hated about dating, and I flipped dating on its ear, and I tried to fix all those problems. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's, and, you know, and that is no lie that, you know, dating online, yes, people do meet online. I don't want to say they don't, but there's an awful lot of exposure to risk there as well.
Yeah.
And so with the club, people do have an opportunity to put up a member profile, but nobody can see that unless they're also a member of the club. Mm-hmm. And until I get to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, I know everybody personally.
Right.
So, you know, so if there is someone who is claiming, you know, they're claiming to be an engineer working offshore in Europe, mm-hmm. I know that's a bunch of baloney.
Right.
And so I don't let those people in.
Yeah.
And so it offers another layer of security, I think, for them. Yes,
absolutely.
And, you know, and it happens to men too. What I found out was men were twice as vulnerable to love scams in 2020 as women were. Mm. So it happens to men as well. So it goes both ways. It's not just, you know, oh, poor women. It's both of us. It's both genders. Mm-hmm. You know, so it just adds that extra layer of protection in there for them. And that was the goal.
Yeah.
That was the goal. Have some additional so that they can feel a little bit more comfortable. I want people to feel like they can be themselves and be vulnerable, because that's how you connect with people, is when you're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you can't connect with people when you are afraid to let them see your flubbadubs, you know. Yeah. Because well, everybody, that's
the mindset work that you do, because
yeah,
people, I mean, are afraid to show their flubbadubs.
Yes.
And that is, you know, but,
you know. I mean, and you know what? Everybody has them. Nobody is perfect, and everybody has their weaknesses. And, you know, and so I really do work very hard to tell people to be okay with all that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's really the part that they fall in love with.
That's great. Yeah. I love that. That is that's the spice. That's the special sauce.
That is the special sauce.
Yeah. So how do you work with mature women who want to finally enjoy the dating experience again, you know, and find that special someone to share their life with? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
So my approach, I think people will find, is very direct. For one thing, that's kind of like my shtick. I'm very direct. I'm very kind, but I am very direct. I don't like to pull any punches. It's kind of like, you know, you can't, you know, I always tell people, if you continue to do what you're doing, you'll continue to have what you have. Mm-hmm. And so we have to kind of do let's make little changes a little bit at a time and expand your comfort zone a little bit at a time so that you feel good about what you're doing. So, you know, I work with people either one-on-one in a group, or they can be very kind of hands-off if they're just kind of putting their toe in the water, and they can join the club and come to some workshops. Mm-hmm. There's even some free workshops they can come to and just listen and not even participate, you know, because I want them to start from where they are and grow from there. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, you know, my philosophy. And I do try to tell them, you know, put yourself first. You know, your job is to find someone that you really like, not that really likes you. That is not your job. You know, your job is not to make someone really like you. Your job is to find someone that you really like.
Yeah.
You know, that's the key.
That's a paradigm shift.
That is such a paradigm shift, more so than I ever imagined, Wendy. That was probably one of the biggest lessons I learned through this whole process, personally and professionally, was that you have to really look for someone that lights you up, that fills your love tank. And then as a result, then you can fill theirs, mm-hmm. but you can't start out empty.
Right. Can't fake it till you make it.
No, not in this, not when it comes to love.
Right.
Not when it comes to love. It's just hard, mm-hmm. you know, and so many people, I think women are at my age, because I don't even know how old you are, but my age, I think they just think they need to settle. Oh. And I don't want them to settle.
No, that's sad. Right. That's, I love that you're their champion. You're their, like,
oh my goodness. I am.
You're their best their advocate. Champion.
I am so their champion, because you know what? I look at these women and they're smart and they're beautiful and they are active and they're loving. And it's like, why would you think you need to settle? You are such a prize, you know? And then they're like, what do you mean? And they just get all flustered and they don't understand. I'm like, have you looked at yourself lately? Do you even know how wonderful you are? And they're like, no, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, we're not settling.
Okay. Yeah. We need to stop and just take inventory.
Exactly. Exactly. That is so true.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's a really wonderful journey. And I feel very honored to help the people, my clients, along that journey. I feel very honored to be part of it, because it's really beautiful. It really is.
Oh yeah. When you're taking somebody at that stage of life where they're ready to just kind of withdraw and, oh, well, that was then and it'll never happen to me. And you turn that whole thing around, mm-hmm. for them. That's got to be really fulfilling work. So, well, how can listeners learn more about working with you and your dating club if they're interested?
Well, they can get more information about the dating club if they go to silverdatingclub.com. Okay. That's silverdatingclub.com. Mm-hmm. And they'll have all kinds of information. And there's a blog there. They can get a free dating guide there.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so that's really fun. It'll give them some guidelines about what to do and what to expect and how to do stuff.
Okay.
So that's there.
And it demystifies the whole thing.
Yes, at least it's a start. Right. And then if they want to learn more about kind of me or and my coaching programs and that type of thing, my website is dategreatguys.com.
Okay.
And again,
right to the point.
Well, you know what? We all want to date great guys. So yeah. It's dategreatguys.com. And they can also get a free download there, which is also information. And there, my blog is there. So I write a weekly blog. There's a ton of information there that's free, and they can sign up to come to events. And I would love to have them, because it's just, like I said, especially if they're just getting started in the dating world and they're not sure what to do and they just want to kind of put their toe in and try it out. I highly recommend that they come to some of my free workshops.
Okay, great. And so what is the download on your dategreatguys.com site?
You know, I can't even remember. I'll be honest.
Oh, okay.
I think it's,
I'm sure it's
probably
great.
Just, it's a dating,
something about a dating great guys, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yes. It is definitely something.
Okay. And they can find your weekly blogs on there, as well as your workshops that you do on occasion, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. So that's silverdatingclub.com, where yes. they can find out about your, you know, this great platform, the membership that you've created, and they can grab a free dating guide there.
Yes.
And to learn more about working with you one-on-one or in the group coaching programs, then that's dategreatguys.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. And you know, Michelle, this is, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time,
sure.
In looking at your own experience in building your businesses, coaching practices, varying different versions of it, business coaching, mindset coach, and now relationship dating coach. What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
You know, and it's funny because I really thought about that, and I looked at that and I thought about that, and I was at the height of frustration yesterday. I had been in tears for a week over this technology issue, and it just kept morphing into more and more problems. And I felt like I was losing credibility with every hour. I was losing credibility as a business owner. And I don't want to do that because I put so much effort right. into what I do.
Yeah.
And you know, so what I did, and I have not ever done this before, and it's something ridiculously simple, but you know, when you are at your height of craziness, you need a pattern interrupt. What I call, well, that's the industry word. It's a pattern interrupt. So I got in my car. I went and got a donut and a soda. I rolled the window down, turned the air conditioning on, and I hit the highway.
Okay.
And I was gone about 90 minutes. And I just needed to blow out those cobwebs.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need a pattern interrupt. You just have to take a break. And then you really have to ask the people for help that can help you.
Right.
And I think
sometimes that's hard to do too.
You know? It is hard to do because you just get this pride issue going on. And I was beyond pride. I was just so broken at that point. I was beyond pride. Yeah. So I was just begging for somebody to please, like an angel, just show up and help me, right. you know? And someone did, and I was very, very grateful and got everything sort of like back on track. And because I, you know, but I just don't know. I think I would have just been out of control. I was spinning out of control. I was emotional, mm-hmm. which is, you know, business is always personal. You can say it's business, but it's, when you're an entrepreneur, it's always personal.
Well, yeah, it doesn't like running a big corporation. I mean,
no, it's not. 'Cause it's your name, it's your money, it's your experience and all that. So I think you just have to recognize when you need help. You need to do a pattern interrupt, take a break, get a change of scenery, you know, clear the cobwebs out, and then come back, you know, with a clearer head.
Right.
I really do think that.
Yeah. I love that. That's brilliant. Really, really sage advice. And obviously you just had this opportunity to prove that it works. So
yes.
Well, thank you goodness. For sharing that. Yeah. That's powerful. Thank you.
I'm so glad we didn't talk yesterday because I was not in good shape yesterday, but I feel much better today. And I feel like, okay, now I can go out and conquer the world again.
Good. Yeah. Thank goodness for that donut and that soda. And
no kidding. It's like caffeine and sugar. What, you know, the winning combination, right?
Well, some nutritionist coaches might not agree, but
I know
that's not the point. The point is the pattern interrupt. So please let that be the message.
Yes. Let that be the message.
Well, Michelle, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your previous versions of being a business coach and a mindset coach, and then facing that life-changing experience, right? Where you faced divorce and became single, and then realized a whole different side of this mindset coaching that is very specific to the whole re-engaging and finding that person that really, you know, lights you up, and realizing that, wow, dating is not what it used to be. So now this impactful work you're doing as a dating and relationship coach for mature women, and the founder of the Silver Dating Experience, and helping mature women navigate the dating world with more confidence so they can have more fun along their journey to finding their someone special. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, it was my pleasure, Wendy, and thank you so much for inviting me on. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate your help too as well, because I did take notes, so I really appreciate that.
All right. Well, good. Well, like I said, let me know how that goes.
I will.
And again, for our listeners, you can reach Michelle Burkhart through a couple different modes here. Her Silver Dating Club .com website will provide lots of great information about that membership, and be sure to download her free dating guide. And that's silverdatingclub.com. And then to learn more about working with her or directly, or with one of the her group offer there, that's datinggreatguys.com. You'll be able to learn more information about that. And sounds like there's a great download available on that site as well. And she publishes some great content on her weekly blogs, as well as those workshops that she offers on occasion. So that's dategreatguys.com and silverdatingclub.com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Michelle Burkhart. And as always, here's to your success.